Let's now speak with Public Eye Online's Sean Holman joining us live to talk about this decision with the HST. Voters have decided to scrap it already. Let's bring up Sean Holman. Sean, you there?
Yes, I am.
So, what are your thoughts?
To a certain extent, this isn't at all surprising. After all, there was a lot of opposition to the tax from the very beginning, a lot of emotion, negative emotion associated with the tax from the very beginning, not just with the tax itself, but the way in which it was introduced. Now, the government pulled out all the stops to actually try to successfully win this referendum to ensure that the HST was kept. They promised a reduction to the HST, and they essentially gave business groups, business lobby groups, an unlimited budget to campaign in favor of the HST. And yet, despite all that supercharging on their side of the equation, at the end of the day, British Columbians said, no, we just don't want it. And obviously, the no side didn't do enough to get out their vote in support of the tax.
Sean, Brian Brenn here. One quick question. What does this do to the election talk that the new Premier, Christy Clark, has been kind of giving us in bits and pieces?
I think it's difficult to say at this particular juncture in time. It could, after all, provide a pretext for Christy Clark to call an election, essentially saying, look, as a result of the scrapping of the HST, we're going to need a new mandate. We're going to need to restructure the province's finances and the province's direction, and we need a new mandate from the electorate in order to do that. Now, of course, at the same time, that is a pretty negative footing on which to launch an election campaign, but as I say, it is a possibility.
Do you think this changes the legacy of Gordon Campbell?
I think the legacy of Gordon Campbell was always going to be associated with the negativity surrounding the introduction of the HST. So I'm not sure exactly how much has changed. People are pretty upset about it, and to a certain extent it did result in the death of his elected political career. So I'm not exactly sure if it does change the legacy of Gordon Campbell, though perhaps in the long run it does. The citizens essentially revolted against a big decision that he made and said, nope, we have enough of it.
That's Public Eye Online's Sean Holman. Thanks for joining us today.